Greenpeace says it has new evidence, including internal emails and documents, suggesting Trafigura executives knew sledge dumped in Ivory Coast in 2006 was dangerous. The sledge had been on a ship called Proboquala, which had been chartered by Trafigura. An Ivorian company contracted by Trafigura dumped the waste illegally near Abidjan. Toxic waste campaigner for Greenpeace Netherlands, Marietta Hariono, says the environmental group wants Dutch prosecutors to consider criminal charges against Trafigura executives.
The new information that we have collected together with a group of people show that the director of Trafigura, as well as several employees, knew already for a long time that the waste they would produce on the Proboquala would be very toxic. They also knew that this waste was forbidden to be exported from Europe to an African country. They also knew that there were only a few facilities that could handle the waste in a proper way. But still, having all this knowledge, they decided willingly to circumvent the law and to go ahead and dump the toxic waste in a poor country.
The waste was blamed for the deaths of at least 15 people, while tens of thousands of others were apparently sickened by it. Trafigura has denied doing anything wrong, a stance it has maintained following these latest allegations. But it said Wednesday it would offer compensation to more than 30,000 victims of Abidjan dumping. Hariono says if the Dutch justice system accepts to hear the case, Greenpeace hopes it will set a precedent to ensure other companies are prosecuted for dumping hazardous waste. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.